Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Snap to Bortles. Looks left. Now he throws across the middle to a wide open D.D. Westbrook to the 50. Cuts left. Off a hit by Manoy. Runs down the left sideline. 25-20. 15-10 to the 5 to the end zone. Cuts down Jacksonville. A dagger.
Now you had the shot. Some blown opportunities in tight. An absolute blown coverage right here. Is that Dante Hightower? Yeah. Hightower chasing from the backside. Got stuck in the middle. Blake Bortles with 4 touchdown passes.
Wow.
Blown coverage to a dragging receiver across the formation. Poor tackling on the outside. And this just sums up the day and the way it's gone.
One play, 61 yards in 13 seconds.
First Patriots loss of the year in Jacksonville yesterday.
Did you think they were going? Think they were going 16-0?
I didn't.
No. I thought they'd look better yesterday than they did.
But they'd be ready coming out of the gate. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure. Sure.
I mean, listen. In the big picture, they lost a road game to a good team. They lost a road game to the team that was in the AFC Championship game a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, I'd feel a hell of a lot worse if this was Monday after Detroit. And you lost that win?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Yes. I mean, the fact that they lost is not, season ending here. It's not going to derail everything. I don't think anyone's saying that. It's a good team. Jacksonville's a good team. But I would have hoped the Patriots looked better than they did in defeat. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think everybody does.
Sure does. Yeah.
I think everybody's got those feelings today. Which side of the ball do you think we should start on?
Defense.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Yeah.
The defense that we felt so good about coming off of week one against the Texans, do you feel differently today about them? I don't know how you couldn't.
Yeah. Feel different. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Didn't step up. And I know you have two guys go down with concussions, two starters, Trey Flowers, Pat Chung. The refs let them play, and it was on both sides. They let them play. So I can't sit here and bitch that. Boy, he didn't get the call. I mean, that was an obvious grab on Gronkowski. See, that's the thing about that first drive. So let's start there.
Okay.
You win the opening coin toss. I almost screwed up the read because I'm looking at it. Patriots win opening coin toss. They receive. I look down again at the poles. Did something happen with the wind or like, okay, you're taking the ball against that defense on the road in that environment? That place was juiced. I talked to you in a pregame at a playoff feel. Those people were ready. And then you had a pretty damn good drive to get it down into scoring position. You didn't get the call on Gronkowski where, was it Jack or Smith that grabbed his jersey? I think it was Smith. I think Smith grabbed him. Okay, so you didn't get that call. But see, if you get the call there, reset your downs, you pick up more yardage, and maybe you punch that one in, and maybe you get a different start to the game. Maybe everybody's head gets back in it. Because then you're forced to kick a field goal. You miss the field goal. Now all of a sudden, oh, crap, we're giving them the ball almost towards midfield. And then you're reeling from the get-go. Because you blew the possession thing. Because then all of a sudden, you see how that played out. There's your damn double score set up perfectly for Jacksonville. That's how you beat teams. You got beat by your own medicine. They gave you a taste of your own medicine. And that's it got off to a bad start there. So I think you put the defense in a bad spot right there at the start of the game. But give them credit for the play calls. They executed. They made plays. They made plays. Other than Stephon Gilmore, I thought Gilmore played well. I thought he was in good coverage all day. Yeah, Moncrief made a nice play on him in the end zone. And guys are going to make plays. They're going to make plays. This is the National Football League. Moncrief's a good receiver. He's been around the game. Played well for the Colts when he was there. But other than Gilmore, tell me who stepped up on defense and played well.
Nobody.
Nobody.
No, I can't.
Give you one. That 61-yard touchdown there to open the show, and after I went back and looked at it, you're like, okay, Hightower, but that's not a Hightower's job. And zone coverage to chase a receiver across the field at that point of the game. after you just kicked it to him. I didn't know who to hang that on. Maybe it was the call. Maybe it was the zone call. I don't know. I mean, Jonathan Jones didn't make a tackle yesterday.
Do you know what I think is a problem going forward?
What?
Is these crossing routes. The crossing routes this year are going to be...
What is it not going to be?
Okay, but it's going to be the problem that the Patriots had last year at the start of the season with running backs on wheel roads. Look back at September of last year.
What kind of running backs? Good running backs or scat backs? Kareem, that's the thing, man.
Kareem Hunt, right?
Yeah.
At the start of the year, in the first game of the year when they lost. Alvin Kamara in that Saints game. Fozzie Whitaker with a big play in the Carolina game.
Clements in the Super Bowl.
It was like the most noticeable thing, and yes... It came back to bite them in the Super Bowl. And it's like you now have another one of these issues.
It's a third down back. It's other teams' versions of James White is what kills you.
But they're not necessarily doing it with backs anymore.
Yeah.
It's not a back thing. That was last year's thing that you looked at in the first month and said, oh, the Patriots just can't stop this. It felt like yesterday they just could not stop.
How much of that was to do with they played man almost the whole game, though?
Part of it. But it feels like they had no adjustment to fix it. Did they adjust to that? Did they stop it in game?
The only time Bortles got in trouble is when they were running zone hooks in the middle. He was fine on the crossing stuff. Basically hit everything. Stepped up, slid, boom, hit a crosser. It didn't matter if it was a linebacker, if it was a nickel guy, if it was a corner. It didn't matter who was in chase. You know, and I know we're going to get to the heat, too. I mean, both teams played in the damn heat. Heat was an issue. It was hot. And when you start putting plays together, you get a drive going, 8, 10, 12-play drive. One to me, the killer, too. Freaking 16-play drive by the offense, and you come out of there with freaking 3 after the Hogan hit. Or you got a freebie, which I thought was a bad call. We'll get to all that. But to me, it's like your defense got exposed yesterday.
What was the play that I heard you say after the play when you said, I don't even know who to blame on this
ball? The opening call right there that Jim played at the start. That was a 61-yard touchdown because it looked like Hightower was in chase. But then when you look at it, okay, that wasn't a tight end or a back. That's a receiver. So why is he in zone coverage? And why is it his responsibility to vacate his zone on the other side to chase a guy across
formation? But on that play, didn't everybody look slow?
And then somebody got, it was Hightower.
The whole team.
McCourty had the angle. He didn't make the tackle at the end. Jonathan Jones got blocked by a receiver who just like walled him off, allowed the guy to get to the sideline, and then right down.
How do you not cover the sideline and get him to go back in the middle?
I don't know.
That's the worst part of the play, was that he didn't make him force him back inside.
That's why I went back to that, and I look at it, and I said, I don't know who to blame. I'm sitting there looking at this. I have no clue who's responding. I go all 11. No rush. No communication.
Trey Flowers hurt on that front. He did. But it was still non-existent, with or without him.
Because Derek Rivers was down too, but then you see you're rolling the dice.
Derek Rivers was a healthy scratch for the second straight week. You can't use that as an excuse. The guy's not even up to, playing standards according to the coaching staff.
I guess, but I mean, after the preseason watching him, I thought he was going to be damn good.
They don't think so.
I guess.
Well, they don't believe.
They'd rather have Geno Grissom on special teams because that's the guy that probably took his spot, right?
Oh, because we know how good the special teams are. Brandon King had a hell of a day yesterday. Keep telling me about the Brandon Kings of the world and how important special teams are. Keep telling me about that, please. Please, can't wait to hear it.
Bless you.
Love to hear your thoughts on that today. Special teams advocates. 617-779-0985.
You know your MVP was again? Ryan Allen. Ryan Allen had him a day. If you didn't have him driving a ball, that game would have been 45.
He had some tremendous kicks. Punts. Punted that ball hard. Hard and far and deep. And
that's not good when we're coming in saying your best players. No disrespect to the kicker, but I mean, he's a vital part of what hung you... Made you hang in that game because he tried to flip field position.
Did they really hang in the game? That last touchdown was borderline garbage time.
They hung around.
I saw it. That sideline started to tighten up. They were dancing around. I thought game was over.
I thought at the end of the third.
Hogan touchdown game life in front of Ramsey.
When the Jaguars went 3 and out and they burned 55 seconds off the clock. He said, oh, boy.
Yep.
You might be seeing a sea change here in this game.
The Bortles forced throw that almost was a pick, and then the second one ends up being picked by Van Noy. Like, we got a ball game. You had a ball game there. Yeah,
Patriots couldn't capitalize, though.
Yeah,
couldn't take advantage.
Whatever good they did, they immediately shot themselves in the foot on both sides.
Yeah, but I'm worried about this defense and those crossing routes in particular, and the fact that when other teams want to run to the edge, they can do it with ease. Really? That's part of the problem here. I mean, all that gashing in week one, we thought, a lot of it's second half. The Patriots will give you the yards. We looked at that one play early, 31 yards out of the end zone after what should have been the safety last week against the Texans. Nope, that was real. That was real. They can run to the edge. They can run off tackle. Mm-hmm. They've got horrible coverage in the middle of the field. The linebackers all look slow. They can't keep up. Guys are catching the football, and they're taking off, and they're getting upfield. It's a problem. This is the early season problem for the Patriots this year. The same way they had an early season problem early last year with running backs out of the backfield on wheel routes. It was a killer for them early. And they managed to correct it and try and take it away, and then ultimately it ended up biting them in the Super Bowl. It became their problem once again with Corey Clement right before halftime. Oh. Zoe has watched that play no less than 400 times since that Super Bowl was played. I think you, Scott Zolak, have watched that play more than anybody else.
That was the worst play of the Super Bowl. The Jordan Richards, was that 52-yarder? Well, wheel route, little inside
break
out.
Break your back.
He came flying up to cover the flat, and the guy just went right by. How'd Jordan Richards do yesterday? Oh, he wasn't here. Second round pick.
No longer on the team.
Number two paid. Second round
pick. No longer on the team. So is this going to, rip apart their entire season? No. Are the Patriots done? No. Could they use some more offensively? Absolutely. And we got to get to that because that, I think, became a little bit more obvious.
Part of the problem, too, is if Jacksonville gets hot, they run a bunch off. Now, all of a sudden, you're chasing games, man. Like, you don't want to go back down there in January. You want to play here in January. They came up here and played well.
Here's what happens. Your room for error becomes smaller now because you've lost a game like that to a good AFC opponent. That's what it is. It doesn't mean, it's not an automatic. It's just, it's nice if you get those wins. I mean, the Jags should feel really good about themselves today for getting that win.
They should. They wanted that game.
They should feel really good about
that. Emotionally, they were more ready.
It's a great win for them.
They were more ready than you emotionally.
617-779-0985. Let's talk a little bit about the offense and get to your calls as well. Your reaction to the Patriots losing last night in Jacksonville.
Let's go.
A lot to get to today. A lot, including, of course, Read and React. It sounds a Sunday and all the typical regular Monday material here on Zolak and Bertrand.
So, at the Beatle 98.5, the Sports Hub.
For over 20.
It's Wednesday morning hockey. The Bruins have one more game in China against the Calgary Flames. Wednesday morning.
Shoots, looking for a bank right of the net. They score!
Judd Surratt and Andy Brickley from Nesson, filling in for Bob Beers, have the only local call of the game. Our coverage starts at 7:35 during Toucher and Rich. The Bruins, the Flames, from China on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming on the Sports Hub app.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey!
On 98.5 The Sports Hub. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something we're working at. So I think, Hogue's made some good plays today. Phillip made some great plays last week. Hollister's back. Cordell made some plays, when he gets it in his hands. And, we had some plays there. I mean, the third down before we attempted a field goal, I mean, we had Cordell wide open. Could have been a touchdown, but I ended up throwing it away. And the game's different if I complete that pass and he runs 40 yards for a touchdown. So, it's a lot of little things, but little things all add up and add up to a loss. And, it feels for all of us. And got to go back home and do a lot better job. So thank you, guys.
That's your quarterback, Tom Brady. It's a little thing, but would it kill him to know Cordarrelle Patterson's name?
We got a problem.
Cordell?
We got a problem.
I mean, you might as well know his name. He is on the team. He might be entirely useless as a receiver. He might lose 2 yards for you.
I like that
on a screen
down.
Pass yesterday, falling down on his ass. I mean, that might be why he doesn't care to learn his name, but it could help if he knew his actual name.
Cordell.
No, it's Cordarrelle.
Push my wheelchair over to the Patriots place where we're going to feed Hannibal Lecter to the boars.
When he came into the league, a lot of people were calling him Cordarrelle, and it turns out that wasn't his name. Cordarrelle was his name. It was not Cordarrelle. But it was never Cordell. I don't know where Cordell Stewart came from.
I didn't get this one wrong. I mean, the Patriots hammered it home. It's Cordarrelle. And I went
forget this. They made it a point to do that before the season started.
My mom's name is Daryl, which helps me remember it that way. So, boom.
It's not Cordarrelle.
It's not Cordarrelle. It is Cordarrelle.
Cordarrelle.
But you can see why someone might say Cordarrelle, and people did incorrectly say it that way when it came to the league.
I always said Cordarrelle. Right.
And we find out it's not. It's Cordarrelle. And hey, that's his name. You get it right.
Not Cordarrelle.
That's how it's pronounced. They've informed everybody that's how it's pronounced. So let's get his name right. The quarterback can't even be bothered to get his name right.
Oh. When we had Cordarrelle wide open, could have been a touchdown.
Yeah. Maybe that's how you say it.
Borderline that time.
Maybe that's how you say it.
Cordarrelle.
Borderline on that one.
Maybe that's how you say it. Like, he would know more than us. Spend all that time with him.
Oh, I'm not sure he cares to know more than us. Who's this guy? How many transactions have we made at receiver since the offseason?
You know, we're doing...
Ulster's back. Cordarrelle made some plays.
Nah, it's Cordarrelle.
Brandon made some plays today for the Rams. I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? How did Brandon Cooks do today? All right. Receiver. Problem for the Patriots. We knew this. It's not news. It just became more evident yesterday,
Early. And yes. I thought I was on it pretty good there. You know, a lot of stuff to the tight ends and backs early, which tells you they're trying to get the ball in the middle because we're not going outside based on what they have with Bouye and Ramsey. Not happening. And Ramsey really didn't have Gronk that much. It was a lot of Gibson with help and bracket him. They had him doubled and tripled at times.
Why couldn't they get the ball to Gronkowski more than they did?
I think they're too athletic to break on it. I think their talent's so much better than Houston's is what we're learning. That Brady probably didn't trust put it in a space where maybe their guys are so athletic they could go up and get it. Or he didn't want to hang him out. And there were times he could have got it to him, but it would have really been forced. And I don't know if you want to do it down there in that situation because you get a quick turnover, a tip ball, or you know, that's a ball-hawking defense. I don't look at Houston as a ball-hawking defense. This team, different.
This will get better with the return of Julian Edelman.
God,
I don't think anyone's saying otherwise.
Totally.
But I still think they're going to need more than just the return of Julian Edelman. Is that wrong to say?
Nope. Yeah, I mean, I think to get where you ultimately, and that's what I said. That's why I meant it during our first season.
Yeah, I'm not talking about do you need more to win 10 or 11 games. I'm talking about you need more if you want to be the best in the league at the end of the season.
You're going to beat Detroit, Miami without him.
Of course.
Okay? You're going to get the 3-1, and then Edelman's going to come back, and then you get up and rolling. But I'm talking about when Kansas City comes in, when Pittsburgh comes in, when Green Bay comes in, and you've got to need to start getting a little maybe of a shootout if your defense can't improve. It might take 6 weeks to get this defense going. It took 6-7 weeks with the Revis defense to get it going.
What do you do with Eric Rowe? The hell
you sit his ass down. What you did right there. And that's the
thing. Replace him with who?
Oh, the one. The touchdown. It was
did
like,
you think that was much better?
No, but at least you send a message to the player.
Okay.
Like, we're not going to tolerate it because, hey, give Cole credit on the one catch down sideline. There's nothing Rowe could have done there. Okay. That kid went up, caught it with one hand. It was an OBJ type catch. But the touchdown pass was like cold sweat, nightmare flashbacks to the Super Bowl. Same spot, same throw, deep fade, boom, right over.
I've never been an Eric Rowe guy.
Non-competitive.
Been an Eric Rowe guy. I even suggested trading him in the preseason, and I was vilified for it. And now I feel good about that. This is all about me. I feel good about that now. I tried to trade him in the offseason. Tried to trade him a couple weeks ago.
I feel right now.
He didn't get traded.
Right now,
he's still here.
And give Bortles credit. Bortles played well, man. I mean, he gets hammered a lot, you know, publicly and criticized, but he was ready to go.
He was great yesterday.
And they crushed the Patriots on third down early. It looked better live.
7 of their first 8. And you know what was the biggest killer? Was the fact that in that game yesterday, he picked up 3 first downs by running the football. That hurts.
And
got to account for that with him.
The crazy thing is he's starting to run, and you already know. Like, when you're playing a game and you're in man and you're looking and you see him, you know he's running. You know he's already broke the line of scrimmage. He's not pumping you to freeze you to try and get the ball. It's just intent to run to the sideline. And there were 3 straight times where they were in man, and that's the killer with man. Because I don't know if they're good enough underneath to play that type of man. Because you saw Jones do it, you saw Rowe do it, you saw Chung do it. Where they just chased with the receiver. The receiver just took him and ran him inside and allowed Bortles to pick up like 6, 7, 12 yards.
Hey, so Kenny Britt's coming in today for a workout?
Yeah, I'm thrilled.
What's the point of that?
I don't know.
Do they think that's really going to actually do something for this team? What a waste of time.
As long as you bring his family in, you can say hi to him and hang out.
What a waste of time. Yeah. Is he going to wear his headphones during the workout
today?
I'm just kind of curious about that.
Is he going to pull his shirt up?
Like, is the family going to watch? Is he going to quit halfway through and then go hang out with his family in the end zone?
Tie his shirt up.
I'm just wondering what's going to happen.
Yeah.
What a waste. That's no real improvement. That's a waste of time. Patriots need to do better than that.
I'd like to be Brady.
They what?
How would you like to be Brady?
Oh, in this situation?
You got throttled yesterday.
By the way,
it's on you to keep the team
in the game. He wasn't great yesterday.
He made a great early. He got better. He made some bad throws. He got in a rhythm late.
That throw that you killed him for, that, I'm glad you did.
Which one?
The one that he threw to Hogan on the sideline.
Oh, I thought it got tipped. Airmail.
No, it didn't get tipped. He made a bad throw because he didn't set his feet.
I know
he threw off the back foot thinking that they were coming at him, and they weren't. He could have easily stepped up and made a good throw, and he chose not to. It was like he fell into a bad habit.
He didn't know if Sony Michel, I think, was going to pick the guy up, but he kind of got tweened.
He's seeing things. He's feeling shadows there.
All of a sudden, oh crap! It's Hogan. He's not separating, and then
ghosts.
It's all in your head.
Ghosts. He was in his own head.
That was his worst throw of the day.
That was horrible.
Yep.
Horrible.
Yeah, I corrected it on that. Yeah, I said, "Whoa, he didn't get that ball tipped."
Yeah,
these guys plant that.
That was such a bad throw. That to me is not Tom Brady. So everybody gets some part of the blame pie today. Which side of the ball gets the biggest piece of the blame pie?
Defense.
That's the defense. I mean, there's no question about that. 617-779-0985. Tony's in Tampa. Tony, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's
great. I'm back from the game. Hey, listen, you know, yesterday our coaching was pathetic. I tell you, we watched the game. I brought my boys up from Tampa to check out the game, and our play calling was pathetic. We basically just ran Sony Michel, and it really wasn't working. When we spread, it actually worked, but we just didn't do it. We ran with a small package. But Devin,
you understand what they're trying to run it there too. They're trying to kill clock, so they're trying to help out the defense, keep them off the field.
When you're down 14, guys, you can't kill the clock.
Well, they've been there, but a couple runs got them going, and now Burkhead got it going. Then they start throwing it, and then they stall down and tight. That's the killer.
Yeah. So, did you ever play down there in Jacksonville?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My last start was there in that stadium. Right.
It was pretty pathetic. You know, I mean, fortunate for me, I've been a Patriot fan my whole life, and my kids were born in Florida, and they've only got to see the last 2 years of us winning. But how pathetic is that the Jacksonville organization, their big chant is about their county, Duval County. That's what they chant.
I don't understand that. It's weird. It's, you know what it is? They're trying to get – and you see Marone's comments. You listen to his post game. He said, reflecting back on last year and the way it ended for him, he goes, we're really excited that we got the fans juiced up and ready to go. Like, they need that there. They need that noise. They need them to be there for them. So he credited the fans for being there, and that's the whole Duval thing.
What does that mean?
Duval, it's Duval County. And
so what?
What they do is they put up all the – and they only do this with the defense, not the offense. They put their pictures up on a board, and they'll go, Duval! And then the place goes nuts.
Yeah, why? I know. Why
it's
do
like
they do
get
that?
The, let's get the crowd going. Because they shoot T-shirts off, and some teams do this, and it's like a minor league
baseball.
Like
counties
park.
Are a big deal there, huh?
Duval County because college football game.
Yeah.
It's big. You know, Florida Gators.
What county is Gillette Stadium in?
Norfolk.
Norfolk County.
Norfolk.
Easy. Careful.
Well, that's how you say it.
Careful.
That'd be big.
Not Norfolk. Folk.
Careful.
You know what he meant.
Yes.
You know what he
Come
meant.
On.
CJ in Dorchester this morning. Hi, CJ.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi.
And there's nothing to celebrate, but I want to give you credit for calling the Cape Cod shark attack.
Come on, say it, Zoe. Called it. Say it.
I'm not saying I called it. I just don't understand why people get in the water and go where
we'll get to that at 10:50.
We will get her. We will
what do you
get
got
there.
On the game,
it's
CJ?
It's awful, though. Go ahead.
So what I think is I think that this was a realistic, like, you know, Beto, like you said, this is a realistic representation of exactly where they are. I think myself, I got a little excited last week. I saw them with a little bit of pass rush, and I was thinking, you know, this is, okay, we got a team that can actually rush the passer, and then they play a decent team with a decent offensive line, and it doesn't happen. And then they're missing coverages. And I think the story was this is exactly where the Patriots are right now, and there's a lot of room for improvement.
Man. Yeah, it's a good, you know, it's a good checkpoint because it's a good team early. Where are you?
All right, you know who Moncrief is.
Now you know what you looked like against a good team.
You played against Moncrief before when he was with the Colts. This kid Cole, unrestricted free agent.
Keelan Cole, undrafted.
Undrafted, excuse me, yeah.
Last year.
Not unrestricted, undrafted free agent.
Kid can play a little bit, huh?
Kid can play. Why can't we find
How come the
like
Patriots
that?
Can't ever find a receiver?
You know what I mean?
They
like the Steelers.
They can't find
the
one
Steelers
in the first
just
round.
Continually Never replenish mind. Guys. You know, it's Juju. It's, you know, it's Martavis Bryant. I know he's nuts, but he was pretty freaking good when they got him, when
they
first got him.
Mitchell, but he got hurt.
Yeah. The Mitchell, you see? Oh, man. The Mitchell one's a killer. It really is. Because if he was right, he might be all right now.
Yeah, he was always hurt. He came to the Patriots with an injured knee. He had any issue coming out of college.
See, that's the thing that kills you, too. Jacksonville, I thought, was better last year on a perimeter because Hearns isn't there. They've lost guys, you know, traded guys away. It's, they're not – and they didn't have Fournette. Eesh.
617-779-0985. More your calls coming up. Also, the Patriots' decisions on fourth down late in the game. Fourth down decisions for the Patriots. Should they have been going for it on fourth and inches after James White's run was overturned? We'll get to that. And also their decision to kick a field goal prior to that with Steven Gostkowski. Should they have gone for it there? And we'll discuss both of those with your calls coming up next after these headlines with Hardy.
Sports Hub headlines.
Patriots lost to the Jaguars in Jacksonville 31-20 yesterday. Did they? Yeah, they're 1-1 on the season. Jags jumped out to a 14-0 first quarter lead. Never looked back, did they, Rob?
Yeah, they got a fast start right away, and fast starts are huge in this league, especially with that team. When they get a fast start, they like to play ahead, and they do a great job with it. So they got to come out prepared, more prepared.
Gronkowski targeted four times, only two catches for 15 yards. Next up, the Lions in Detroit on Sunday night. Lions lost the 49ers in San Francisco yesterday, 30-27. Tonight, Monday night game, Seahawks in Chicago. Both teams looking for their first win of the season. Red Sox with the night off before they play the first of three tomorrow against the Yankees in New York. Magic number is two, so a win tomorrow will wrap up the division for the Sox. They beat the Mets yesterday 4-3, taking 2 of 3 over the weekend at Fenway Park. Headlines are brought to you by the engagement ring specialist at Long's Jewelers. With custom design services and financing options, Long's Jewelers, how Boston and New England get engaged.
That's where I got mine. At not Long's my ring, Jewelers? But I got Amy's ring here. Long's. Yeah, I understand. Great.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports. I have more headlines in 30 minutes.
Brady takes the snap. A fifth rusher. Throw left for James White. Makes the catch and then dives to the first down marker. Brings on the chain game.
That is a successful challenge for Jacksonville. They will not be charged with a timeout.
Who made the call on who you throw on the red flag on your own that they had the first?
People have asked me, who are those people up there, what it is, and I just said I really don't want to do that. You know, because when they make a mistake, we'll kill them, and when they do something good, we'll do it. So I'll just take all the credit all the time.
With Allen standing on the far hash of the five to our left. Early movement by the Jaguars off the right side, but the Patriots did not snap it. Jacksonville gets back onside. Snap to Allen, left foot Bortles. Looks left. Now he throws across the middle to a wide open D.D. Westbrook to the 50. Cuts left. Off a hit by Van Noy. Runs down the left sideline, 25-20. 15-10 to the 5 to the end zone. Cuts down Jacksonville.
Overturn call for the Patriots. Doug Marrone with the challenge. And the Patriots punted away.
Good challenge. I mean, he had a lot of time to look at it, too, because they had to bring the sticks from the other side to go measure it.
Right.
So, that was a no-brainer.
Agree or disagree with the decision to punt it away?
Oh, agree.
Absolutely, 1,000% agree.
Yeah. 8:01 left, and again, a lot of time. And basically, at that time, your defense settled down. Your offense was in rhythm.
Yes.
And you kick it away and hope they whiz their pants again.
And you are
if that's under 5 minutes, I said if it's under 5 minutes, you go for it. Because the two possessions, you got to get something going.
You are backed up at your own 18-yard line.
Yeah.
That is not where you do that from. In fact, as I heard last night from a number of callers, well, what about the Brady sneak? The Brady sneak, right? Do the Brady sneak. It's fourth and short.
What do you think? Do you think they would have ran off tackle? Do you think they have that threat going?
Fourth and less than a yard. Just do the Brady sneak. The Brady sneak is so successful, yeah. More than 90%, blah, blah, blah.
Nope.
Do you know that if Bill Belichick had elected to go for it in that position last night at their own 18-yard line, that it would have been the furthest back in their own end that Bill Belichick, as head coach of the Patriots, going back to the year 2000, had ever elected to go for it on fourth and one or fourth and two?
28. It was a 28-yard line for the Colts, right? Yeah.
28. Yeah. And in 2009, he went, I think it was another game the same year, he went from it from the 24. Talk about not trusting your defense in those situations. By the way, time in the game dictates this a little bit as well.
Yep, looked right at that clock. You got
to kick. That, being at your own 18, they've never been that backed up and decided to go for it on fourth down.
How's
never.
Ryan Allen kick the ball this year?
That would set a Bill Belichick Patriots record from where they decided to do that from. That's That's how rare that would have been. That would have been something he had never done before.
They shanked a kick. How's Ryan Allen kicked the ball for you this year?
He's done well.
Damn good. He's booming it yesterday. You take it, you kick it, and I think he had a 54 or 56 yarder on that. He drove him back. It's a good kick. Great kick. You put your defense out there, and then they give up first play. Boom, right down the sideline. That's what compounds that is a decision issue. Because at 8-1, you kick it away, and the first play, you give up a 61-yard touchdown. Ball game. That's tough. That's tough right there.
So what about the previous one, though, when the Patriots decided to kick the field goal, the second Steven Gostkowski field goal of the game?
After Cordell?
Yes.
Fell down on that 3rd and 5 where it was wide open? You go for it.
That's what I say, too. That's where you go for
it. You're down in there. You go for it.
That's the start of the fourth quarter. Yeah. You got time. You get time on your side, and you, field position wise, what are you risking? You're not giving up anything field position wise.
You could just see, and I know the fans are juiced up for Jacksonville.
I think it was 4th and 6. It turned into, but after he fell down on
when you started moving the ball, that place tightened up, and you could feel it in the stands. The crowd was sort of dead. You're driving the ball. You've got them, man. You go for it and pick that up. Who knows where that game goes with a whole quarter under your belt left to go? One more left to go. Played the third, you're into the fourth, you're driving, you're in their territory. You had the play. It's
and
not like, it's not like they blew it up. You fell down.
I would have factored in that was a 46-yard field goal, and Steven Gostkowski had missed badly from 54 earlier in the game. Now, to miss from 54, that's not a chip shot, but to miss as badly as he did, I would factor it in a little bit.
Yeah,
from 46. I would.
That's no gimme from there, man. Not a gimme.
I would have gone for it on the first occasion. I would have not gone for it when they were backed up at their own 18.
Right.
I don't think that's the spot, and because I still think they were in the game at that point. They were. 617-779-0985. Ryan is in Salty today. Ryan.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
My question was, you guys kind of answered it, but I was watching the game last night, and the commentators were, you know, talking about Eric Rowe and how quarterbacks are going to go after him. So what do you think Bill does going forward this season? Thank you.
Okay. Keep putting him out there. That's who he chose. That's who he's rolling the dice with. Because the other guys aren't much better or any better. So you go back out there, you coach him up, and he's got some length to him. They like him for that reason. Something about the jam when he gives up a free release, so he can't. The recovery's not there. He's good when he gets up on a guy and stays with him. But when he gets beat off the line of scrimmage, I don't think the chase is there. Even to your point, Beetle, about the crossing routes, it's even worse on a crossing route as opposed to, you know, you got to make the throw on a deep one. I don't care how you cut and slice it. Deep balls are not high percentage throws. That's a tough throw. The fade route's there. And even if he does get beat, if the receiver gets past him and he's up on the sideline, quarterback's got to make a perfect throw like Bortles did. It didn't have room to fade him yesterday. That's just cash money. He got smoked on that. He come back and he play it. He coach it up, and he's the best thing you got opposite Gilmore. There's nothing you can do right now. What, you think you're going to find one off the street? I mean, at least they try to switch it up and get McCourty a shot and do something. That's another thing. McCourty finished the preseason, playing safety? And now you get him back out his corner. But, I mean, he's played corner his whole career. It's not like you forget how to play it.
Blair is in Maine. Blair. 32nd Monday. Yeah, go ahead.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on, Zoe? What's going on? So nothing you can really do better than you got to just be ready. They got to be more ready next time.
Be more ready, right.
There's trash truck from Ramsey. What are we going to do about that? What can you do about that? You can't really do much. But what I got to say is,
you can trash talk back, Blair.
Quarterback. What can we do to stop Blake? What can we do to stop Blake next time?
There it is, 30 seconds. Thanks, Blair. We'll talk to you next week. What can you do to stop him next time?
There's all that trash talk that went on. You can do something about that.
You got to do something about that. You got to do something about this quarterback.
What are you going to do about Blake?
Bortles.
What are you going to do about Blake?
Looked great. Looked great yesterday.
I think I come in and I start my coaches meeting, and all 8 coaches sitting there. Belichick's rocking back.
Yeah. An update.
What are we going to do about Blake?
An update on the shark situation on the Cape coming up next. Obviously, tragedy over the weekend.
Terrible.
In Wellfleet. We'll get to that next, and also why the Patriots were stupid coming up at 11.
Zoe and the Beatles. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song. Oh.
Zoe and Beatle, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
A sunny day at Newcomb Holland Beach turned tragic.
But we have an unconscious male, severe leg injuries.
After 26-year-old Arthur Medici from Revere was attacked and killed by a shark. Cell phone video shows crowds of people surrounding first responders as they carry the young man to the ambulance.
They were already starting to give him CPR, but it didn't look promising.
He had a large bite through his leg, right here. Halfway through. Yeah, it was obviously a severe. It looked like it hit the artery. There was a lot of blood in the water and not much coming out at the time. So major loss of blood. And then there were a couple bites on the left leg as well. They were pretty gruesome.
Witnesses say the man was swimming in the water with at least one friend when the attack happened.
People started running down the beach screaming, get out, get out.
Wellfleet police and park rangers placed boogie boards and flippers into plastic bags following the attack. The beach remains closed to swimmers as visitors leave in shock.
All right, that happened over the weekend in Wellfleet. Sharks got one. Not totally surprised by it.
Ridiculous.
Outer Cape. This Terrible. Is where they
awful,
are.
Awful
this
story.
Is where the sharks are. We've covered this, right?
Go out of your way to go there to where they're at to frolic in the water 40 yards offshore in the break with a wetsuit on a boogie board looking like what they have been feeding on all summer with reports of three times the amount of sightings from only a year ago.
Well, more than double.
And you go, sure. Right. Well, now it's, they said, over the last 2 weeks, it's almost three times as much. Even though Scomel stopped the research. Scomel, I think, was done, what, 2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
They wrapped it up.
Yeah.
They're still there. They're still popping up everywhere. The reports, there's one in Buzzards Bay, supposedly now. Seen last night about 6 o'clock. They're there. They are there.
Oh, they're very much here.
But there is a specific spot on that outer cape, upper cape there, where you know what you're getting into. You enter the water there. I don't know why people enter the water there. I don't know. I don't understand it. I feel awful for this kid and his family. I love how people think, you room for. No, not room for. I said, it's ridiculous that people still go there and get in the water.
No, when you're talking about, Orleans.
Nobody's rooting for any fatality. It's ridiculous.
When you're talking about Wellfleet, when you're talking about Truro, when you're talking about P-Town, when you're talking about the Outer Cape.
Right.
We've been over this. They are there. They are there.
Massive signs.
And they are there in numbers now.
Massive signs.
So if you are going to go in the water there, you've got to take this risk seriously. You've got to know that that's a risk. You've got to know that you could potentially get eaten by a shark.
They have videos, documented videos of them coming into 2 feet of water and aggressively feeding and killing these seals and going aggressively toward shore, right on the edge. They got the videos everywhere.
We got a lot of coastline here in the state that you probably won't find a shark in.
Probably.
A lot.
I wouldn't chance it.
But there are certain areas where you know that they are shark hotspots.
Yeah.
And that is certainly one of them. That area is certainly one of them. I don't know what more to say about this. It's horrible.
There's nothing to say. It's
horrible
awful.
That it 26, happened.
26-year-old kid lost his life.
Terrible.
The poor family. But you went down there to get in the water there. I don't understand that. I don't.
You did call the whole town thing, though. You did. Do you have an official statement on this now?
I've not. It was technically off 2 weeks. It was outside the
cookie
zone.
Hardy. Revere. I mean, that is in the that's in the cookie zone.
So's not
I'm
taking
so,
any kind
I
of
I didn't know
any kind of victory
when,
lap on
when,
this.
When the report happened, I put boom, like, hey, called it. I put boom out and I took it down because then you
over the weekend you did?
And it was that so it sets
you Oh, because
no,
you didn't
know the report.
You didn't know you died.
You just had the first report that there was another
attack. Yeah, but when you do this type of thing, you run that risk. Oh. You run the risk of someone dying.
You're down
you
in, that,
did you kill a guy?
No, Shaughnessy did. Shaughnessy killed George Michael.
Yeah, well, you know that.
Don't you think Dan Shaughnessy is more responsible for killing George Michael?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
this is awful. Nobody roots for this. And we were clear.
It's two people.
We had fun with the shark stories all summer.
Hardy, that's no fluke. That's not a fluke.
It's no fun anymore. And when it's been over 80 years since somebody was killed by a shark in Massachusetts, you think about all the millions and millions and millions of people go in the water every year around here, and the fact that somebody got bit.
It's time to remove the source.
Okay,
the
somebody source. Got real like, lucky after they got bit, and then somebody got killed just a couple of weeks later. I mean, how many are out there?
This is going to change people's minds about it now?
Yeah.
In terms of behaviors,
yeah,
there's in terms of where they go, where they swim, where they go to the beach.
There's a man who lost his life. It's time to start taking out the seals.
You have to do it.
No, you don't.
So the guy getting bit from the shark's not going to change the attitude, but the guy dying is?
Maybe. And maybe it takes someone dying.
A fatality.
That's crazy that would be the case.
I can tell you that I would.
What do you think? It's going to get better next year?
Once the shark started showing up.
Beetle said that now that somebody died, people will change their approach. But the guy that just got attacked by the shark without dying didn't change the approach. That is nuts.
There's going to be morons going at water again, like today. Because it's hot, it's sunny. They're going to be morons in that water today.
Because when someone gets attacked, right, and the reports, you know, the information is sort of scattered and a lot of it's wrong and people don't get the full story, they assume they're probably out too far, they weren't paying attention, they were doing something stupid. It's always the guy was doing something stupid. It's always the answer, right? Oh, I won't be stupid like him,
a thrill seeker.
And this one is the same thing. Oh, he's wearing a wetsuit and flippers, well, he's an idiot. That is the reaction from a lot of people, and the people that say to themselves, I won't be stupid like them, I won't get eaten by a shark. Yeah. That's how people think.
I only go waist deep.
And I think when someone dies, maybe you should take a second thought to this and say,
they're there, people. You're going in there.
I am going to go in the water, and I am going to be in that same area, and there are sharks there. Should I finally start to rethink it? And I don't know. I don't know the answer. I can tell you, I won't go in there. Get out of here. I'm not going there. Why would you?
You ran every day, every year down there. Your head's on a swivel now, man. It should be.
Not over there, I don't go.
No, but I'm saying, thank you. Right, you're not going to, like, did you see the massive...
If you
printed.
Do, get a place with a pool so you can just hang out on the beach.
Oh, God.
Go to the pool.
Love pools.
No, so it doesn't have that problem.
Love pools.
But just the fact that it happened, it has to change your mind. It's like...
Your response was, are you kidding me?
Don't go out on the...
My mind was already changed, though. You don't have to tell me twice.
Right. But, don't go out on the golf course, when there's lightning in the area. Now, people do it, but they tend to get off because, you know, it's an imminent threat. But, you know, a lot of people will stay out there. Oh, there's thunderclouds. Oh, I heard thunder, and you keep playing, If one person gets struck by lightning and lives, you know, and nothing else has changed. Nothing else has changed. Golf courses are the same. You've been playing out there, and then somebody else gets struck and killed by lightning on a same area golf course like a week later. Yes, everybody gets off the golf course now. But that seems to be even more random. This one, it's like it's right there, and you think, this is another living thing. It's like, don't we have any control over this at all? There's got to be some way to make it safer. I don't know what it is.
I mean, Red Sox, you get hit with a bat. What do? They put up nets. I mean, there's some beaches that have the swimming nets.
But people aren't going to accept.
This is like Jaws and Amity all over.
I don't know. That documentary with that shark dying and those sharks leaving and going like hundreds and hundreds of miles away from there. Maybe there's something to that. We just create that scent to be released into the ocean to get them out of there.
Yeah, you study it. What do you mean? Let's do something with it, Scomel.
You need.
Instead of telling us how beautiful the animal is, you're going to put it on a pedestal, continue to do that.
You need an orca.
That's what it comes down to. I don't want those things here either. That's the last thing. It's one of them big black fins. Jesus.
Sorry?
No, I mean, like one of those big those orca fins. Oh,
what about them?
Now you got a problem.
Is it the fin that you have the problem?
Problem
with?
For who?
A freaking orca?
For who? Who's the
for
problem
anybody?
For?
I mean, it's just like stay out of the damn water.
You need an orca.
That's what it comes down to. I don't want those things here either. That's the last thing. It's one of them big black fins. Jesus.
Sorry?
No, I mean, like one of those big those orca fins. Oh,
what about them?
Now you got a problem.
Is it the fin that you have the problem?
Problem
with?
For who?
A freaking orca?
For who? Who's the
for
problem
anybody.
For?
I mean, it's just like stay out of the damn water.
Well, who's the orca but problem that, for? An orca has never attacked a human in its natural habitat.
Sea
no, okay. that's in captivity. Outside of captivity,
big mouth.
A orca has never attacked a human.
Stay out of the water is akin to when you go to the baseball game, just catch the ball or dodge the bat.
No, it's a little different.
No, it's not.
Okay, well, let me draw an analogy.
Here's why it's the same. Yep. What you're saying is you just have to change everyone's behavior, and you're not going to do that.
You ever see Jaws?
You're not going to change everyone's behavior. People are not going to stay out of the water, just like not everybody is going to have cat-like reflexes when they go.
So some people are going to die or get bit.
What are they doing, Jaws?
Unless you want to put up shark nets. You want to put up shark nets?
They hunt it.
They do that in Australia.
That's okay.
Why the sightings and possible attacks have decreased in Australia because they've studied it and taken precautionary measures to help.
What measures are those?
Where you go to Amity, like they hunt the damn thing.
Is that what they do in Australia? They just hunt them to extinction?
Someone tried to. They tried to hunt them. It wasn't working. They tried. Didn't really work. The sharks are here to stay.
But you got to start offering up some solutions because stay out of the water is if more people are going to get
stay killed. Out of the water in those areas. You take the risk. The
last thing you want is a bunch of cowboys riding around with guns on a boat.
Well, why would we have that?
I just said keep going back to the movie.
Okay. All right. Let's get to the headlines. Get you caught up on things with Artie. When we come back, why the Patriots were stupid. And I got to say,
stupid or something.
Since we've done this, and we've done this for years now, this feels like one of those days where it's sort of hard to do the segment.
Even when
I think it's sort of hard, Jim. Don't give me that look.
Even when you think they played horrid and they lose the game, they're still pretty smart about their handling their business.
I don't think they were all that stupid. I just don't think they were very good.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
You're stupid to think that. Here's what it is. Not to tip it too much, you're stupid to think that during the offseason, your team gets worse. The other team that almost beat you in the AFC Championship on your home field got better. You were stupid to think you could go down there and beat them.
Okay.
That was stupid.
All right. Why the Patriots were stupid next.